I want to talk to you about just three words. It's a question. Where are you? Where are you? Go with me to Genesis chapter 3. We're going to be looking at verses 8 and 9. Verse 8 says, "And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, Where art thou? Where art thou?" I want to look at verse 8 again. Verse 8 says, "And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden." But I really want to just zero in on the first part of that verse where it says, "They heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day." So looking at this scripture, we see that it was in the garden where the Lord met with Adam and Eve. So we see that the garden is a very intimate place. It's a very special place. It's a very sacred place because it is the place where Adam and Eve walked with God. It is the place where Adam and Eve walked close to the heart of the Lord. And it was a cherished place for both the Lord and His people. It was a very treasured place to the Lord and to His two children here because it was the place where they walked together and they shared their hearts with one another. And to me, the garden represents the secret place. The garden represents that very special place in a believer's life where one steals away with God. And it's just you and the Lord alone sharing your hearts with one another. That's what the garden represents to me. Beloved, when you truly love the Lord with all your heart, and nothing is more precious to you than the Lord in your heart, it doesn't take you very long to find the secret place with God. It doesn't take you very long to find that very special place where you just get alone with God and you begin to share your heart with God and God begins to share His heart with you. For many, the secret place is the privacy of their bedroom. For others, it's their back porch. For me, it's my pastor's office where I go and I just close the door and it's just me and the Lord alone together and I really just begin to share my heart with the Lord and the Lord begins to share His heart with me. And still for others, it's a place outside, maybe sitting under a bench or under a tree or walking down a quiet road. But it's just spending quiet time with God. When you truly love the Lord with all your heart and He is the most precious thing in your life, it doesn't take long to find that special place. It doesn't take long to have a life where you just steal away and you get alone with God and you begin to share your heart with God and God shares His heart with you. And when you find that secret place, it isn't long before that secret place becomes your absolute everything. It becomes your most cherished and priceless possession. And the reason why it's your most cherished possession is because it is God's most cherished possession. God cherishes that place with His people. God cherishes that time when you get alone with Him. Brothers and sisters, words cannot describe how much of a treasure that secret place and that time is that His people get along with Him. It is a treasure to God's heart. And the more you spend time in the secret place with the Lord, the more you truly begin to realize how much of a treasure it is to His heart. How priceless that secret place with God is to His heart. When you find that secret place of meeting with God and the intimacy and the life you experience there, you guard it with all of your heart. There comes a time you will not let anything keep you from your time of meeting with God. And whatever sacrifices you have to make, there's a willingness in your heart to make those sacrifices because meeting with God in the secret place and spending time with Him, it's just so important and precious to your heart. And so whatever sacrifices you have to make to keep that secret place with God and keep that time we're willing to make. If we have to get up earlier in the morning before work to keep that time with God, we're willing to do that. If there's certain recreations and things during the day going on that we have to sacrifice, we're willing to do that. Because there's nothing more important to our heart than keeping that time, that private time, that personal time with the Lord. It's in the secret place with the Lord where you truly encounter God's presence and life. It's in the secret place where the Lord opens His Word to your heart and there is such life in it. You come out of that secret place with your heart so satisfied by the life that is in God's Word. And yet there are other times when you go into the secret place to spend that time with God, you don't feel anything. There are times the Lord may not speak into your heart, or there are times you may not feel His presence because this walk with God isn't about always feelings and feeling things. But yet you come out of that secret place knowing that the Lord was there and the Lord was blessed and He was ministered to because His people were there. We were there to meet with God. And you just come out of that secret place knowing that the Lord was blessed simply because we were there. Brothers and sisters, to someone who truly loves the Lord with all their heart, not just in word, it's easy to speak lip service to the Lord, but truly loves the Lord with all their heart, they have that secret place with God. They have that secret place with the Lord. And the Lord is truly ministered to, and you are truly ministered to by the presence of the Lord. Now in this story, it was the garden where the Lord met with His beloved children. But something tragic happened. Sin came into the lives of His beloved children, and the intimacy and the fellowship was broken. And I want to ask a question. When sin comes in to the heart of a child of God, when blatant sin and disobedience comes into the heart of a child of God, what is really the tragedy? Brothers and sisters, God abhors sin. Sin is revolting in the eyes of the Lord. God abhors sin. But I truly believe with all my heart that when sin comes into the life of a child of God, when they fall into sin, blatant sin, what grieves the Lord's heart more than anything else is that broken fellowship that He has with His people. That broken intimacy and that broken communion that God has with His people. That is what grieves His heart when it comes to sin. Because suddenly, that communion and that fellowship is broken. And when this happens, God's heart is broken when this happens. I want you to look with me at verse 9 again. Genesis chapter 3, verse 9. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, "Where art thou?" Beloved, in these words, you can really hear the grief of God's heart. If you really listen to what God is saying, what you hear is the loneliness that is in God's heart. God's heart is broken. And there's a loneliness in the heart of the Lord. See, what God is saying to Adam is this. He's saying, Adam, this is the place where we walk together and talk together. This is the place where we share our hearts with one another. Where are you? Beloved, the Lord knew where they were at. He knew where they were at. But because of the brokenness that was in His heart, what is happening is there's a cry going out from the heart of the Lord. What the Lord is saying is this. He's saying, Adam, this is our place. It's a very sacred and special place. You're supposed to be here sharing your heart with me. You're supposed to be here sharing your life with me. Where are you? It's a cry coming out of a broken heart. For the Lord, when the secret place is no longer the place where we come and meet with Him, the secret place is now a very lonely and empty place to the Lord. He will always remember the times that He shared with you there. Looking at the scripture, I believe God's presence broods in the secret place we once had with the Lord. Because it was a very special place where we once met with the Lord. Whether it was our bedroom or our porch or our office, I believe the Lord's heart broods over that place. There is a cry in God's heart that says, "Where are you? I remember when you used to meet me here. I remember when this was a very special and sacred place because this is the place where we once shared our hearts together, where you shared your heart with me and I shared my heart with you. Where are you?" And here's the tragedy. When sin comes into the life, unrepentant sin comes into the life of a believer. Look with me at verse 7, chapter 3, verse 7. It says, "In the eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons." Brothers and sisters, here's the tragedy. The tragedy is leaves. Leaves. And this is where many people in the body of Christ that once had that intimacy and once had that secret place with the Lord, this is where they're at now, leaves. In other words, they're trying to cover themselves with churchy things that look like it has life, but it has no life in it. We come to church, we sing the songs, we pay our tithes, we lift our hands, we lift our voices, we sit in our seat and we listen to the sermon. But in the heart of the Lord, there's a grief in the heart of the Lord because the Lord knows it's just not like it used to be. Why is it not like it used to be? Because even though we're doing all these churchy things that are good, We lost our secret place with the Lord. And in reality, that intimacy and that communion that we used to have with God isn't there anymore because we lost the secret place with the Lord. It's missing in our lives. Now here's what I really sense the Lord is telling me this morning. There are people in the body of Christ that once had a secret place with the Lord, and now it has become a very lonely and an empty place for the Lord because they're no longer found there. Many have fallen into sin, and though they have truly repented, the guilt and the deep disappointment in themselves have kept them from returning to the intimacy they once had with the Lord. The guilt and the deep disappointment in themselves have kept them from returning to that secret place they once had with the Lord. And what really grieves the Lord's heart is when we don't realize how much He longs to forgive us. What really grieves the Lord's heart more than anything else is when we don't realize how much He sincerely desires that we repent and we truly return back to Him. See, the Lord longs to forgive us. The Lord longs to receive us again. The Lord longs to restore us back to that place of intimacy with God. And what really grieves His heart is when we don't pick ourselves up, repent, come back to the Lord, and return to that place of fellowship that we had with God. Understand, the Lord is so longing and waiting to have that place of intimacy with us again. The Lord, speaking to His people in His Word, says, "Behold." And brothers and sisters, anytime the Lord says behold in His Word, what He's saying is this: I really want you to hear what I'm going to say because it's so important to my heart that you do hear what I'm going to say. So the Lord says in His Word, He says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and sup with him and he with me." In other words, the Lord is saying, it's the longing of my heart to come back to your heart and have that place of fellowship and communion again. It's the longing of my heart to one more time experience that intimacy again. See, brothers and sisters, the secret place really is the heart. The secret place is really the heart. That's the secret place. That's the place where the Lord so desires to come and commune. Now, I know in the life of the believer, when you love the Lord, you do have those special places where you go. It may not be one place, but you do have those places where you go just to get alone with God. But it's the heart that God comes and meets with, and that is what God misses. It's that communion and that intimacy and that fellowship that His people have with His heart. He misses that time where He can share His heart with you and you share His heart with Him. And there's just an intimacy. That's what He misses more than anything. And there are other reasons why many have lost the secret place and the intimacy they once shared with God. It's just not sin. There are other reasons. I've heard other pastors say that they've become too busy to really have a secret place with the Lord. And I've heard other pastors say that they've just become too busy in the work of the ministry where they don't have the time anymore to spend quality time with God. And it is such a grief to the Lord's heart. And it's not only people in ministry. It can happen to people who are working jobs or raising children. We can allow ourselves to become so busy that we no longer have that place with the Lord. We just become too busy. And it really is a grief to the Lord's heart. The most important thing to His heart is having that time with His people, having that intimacy with His people. Secondly, distractions is a reason why many have lost that place with the Lord. We have allowed ourselves to become distracted. I truly believe with all my heart, America is one of the hardest places in the world to seek the Lord. And the reason why that is there are so many things. There are so many things out there we can try to entertain ourselves with. We can try to make our flesh happy with. Things that are not bad in themselves, but there are so many things to do to try to make ourselves happy. Brothers and sisters, I really believe with all my heart, we need to guard our hearts. Seeking the heart of God should not be at the bottom of our things to do list. It should be right at the very top of our things to do list. I will seek the Lord. Thirdly, discouragement. For whatever reason, many slip into discouragement and they lose heart and they begin to neglect the secret place. They begin to neglect spending time with the Lord because their hearts are discouraged. We just fall into such a pit of discouragement and we begin to neglect that secret place. But the Lord wants you to know that He longs to refresh and strengthen you with His presence. He longs to comfort you and speak words of life into you. And He so desires that you would return to His presence so that He can just love you and minister to the needs of your heart. Brothers and sisters, I have found that when you fall into that hole of discouragement, you really need that secret place with God. Because that is the place that He will come and He will so open up His word and He will speak such life and hope and strength into your heart when you have that secret place with God. And many have lost that secret place because they just fallen into that hole of discouragement. And God desires that we return back to that place. Now I want to just end this morning by sharing with you the priceless benefits of the secret place. The priceless benefits. I want you to go with me to 1 Samuel chapter 9. We're going to look at the very last verse in 1 Samuel chapter 9. Then we're going to go to chapter 10 verse 1. And what I want you to understand is in chapter 10 verse 1, the story is continuing. There's not a break there. Samuel is still with Saul and the story is continuing. But here we really see the priceless benefits of the secret place. Look with me at the very last verse of chapter 9. And as they were going down to the end of the city, Samuel said to Saul, "Bid the servant pass on before us." Now stop there. In other words, Samuel is saying to Saul, he's saying, "Saul, I need to be alone with you. There's something I need to talk to you about, and we need to be alone." And brothers and sisters, that's the secret place. It's the place where we simply get alone with the Lord. Now let's keep reading. Samuel said to Saul, "Bid the servant pass on before us," and he passed on. "But stand thou still a while." But stand thou still a while. Let's stop there. That's the secret place. It's the place where we get alone with the Lord and we still our hearts before the Lord. It's the place where we just settle into God's presence and we still our hearts before Him, before the Lord. That is the secret place. And notice that He says, "But stand thou still a while." In other words, the secret place is the place where we are not in a rush to get out of God's presence. We're there to spend quality time with the Lord. So this is the secret place. It's the place where we get alone with the Lord, where we still our hearts before the Lord, and we're there really to just spend quality time with the Lord. Now in this place, we find four wonderful things that happen in our hearts and in our lives. Look with me again at verse 27. Samuel said to Saul, "Bid the servant pass on before us," and he passed on. "But stand thou still a while, that I may show you the word of the Lord." Brothers and sisters, it's in that secret place with God, where you are alone with God, quality time with God, where the word of God really becomes alive in your heart. It's in the secret place where the Lord really begins to speak into your life. And when He speaks, there's such life in His word. Brothers and sisters, it's in the secret place where we find the abundance of life that is in the word of God, in the secret place. Now look with me at chapter 10, verse 1. "Then Samuel took a vial of oil and poured it upon his head." Now let's just ask a question here. In the Old Testament, what does the oil represent? It represents the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And what I want us to understand this morning is that it is in the secret place with the Lord, spending quality time with God, where He puts His anointing upon our life. Brothers and sisters, the anointing of the Lord doesn't come by getting in someone's prayer line and having them lay hands on you and pray the double portion. That's not where the anointing for your life comes from. It comes out of your own personal intimacy with God in the secret place. That's where it comes from. When you see a fruitful tree, an abundant tree with lush leaves on it, a tree that's full of life, you have to understand that the source of its life comes from a hidden place. It comes from a secret place. The very source of its life comes from the roots, and the roots are covered by the soil. So it's symbolic of the secret place, the private place. And when you're in ministry or you're simply doing what God has called you to do, the life that is produced through your life and in your ministry comes out of your secret place with God. It comes out of that personal time that you have with the Lord. Thirdly, look at chapter 10, verse 1 again. "Then Samuel took a vial of oil and poured it upon his head and kissed him. So Samuel kissed Saul." And what does the kiss represent? It represents intimacy with the Lord. Brothers and sisters, listen to me. It's impossible to have a real life of intimacy with God without the secret place. What I mean by that is it's impossible to have a real life of intimacy with God without spending quality time alone with God. I'm reminded of what one lady once spoke. She said, I believe when I get up in the morning, God is with me and He goes through the day with me in whatever I have to do. And I believe that with all my heart. But I also know God wants so much more than that. He wants more than that. What He wants is quality time with His people. Personal time alone with His people. And it's out of that quality time, that's where a real life of intimacy with God is cultivated. It's impossible to have that life without that secret place. Look with me at the last part. And poured it upon his head and kissed him and said, is it not because the Lord hath anointed thee to be captain over his inheritance? Now mark that word inheritance. Brothers and sisters, on the cross, when Jesus died, He bought us an inheritance. He purchased for us an inheritance, a priceless, precious inheritance. And brothers and sisters, it is in the secret place with God. It is when you get along with God and spend time with God that the Lord really begins to reveal to your heart everything that Jesus purchased for us on the cross. And He doesn't only reveal it to us, it really becomes alive in our heart. And it's in the secret place that we truly begin to learn who we are in Christ and what we possess in Christ. These are just four of the very priceless benefits of having that secret life with God, that life with the Lord. Now, Pastor Tim, okay, we understand all this. What are you trying to say? It's very simple. I believe there are people here this morning. You really once had that secret place with God. There was a time where you really daily spent quality time in the secret place. Ministering to the Lord's heart, letting Him speak to your heart, just opening your heart and loving the Lord. But somewhere you begin to neglect the secret place. You don't have the secret place with the Lord like you used to. And the Lord really wants you to understand that this morning, the loneliness of His heart. God is so lonely to have that time and to have that place with you again. The Lord wants you to understand more than anything else, what He treasures the most is that time that you used to have with Him. But for some other reason, maybe distractions, maybe disobedience, maybe discouragement, you're avoiding that place. And the Lord is saying, I want that place back with you again. I want to meet you there again. I want to talk to you again. I want to share our hearts together again. That's what I want. I don't want your churchiness and your leaves. I want you to return back to that secret place. And when you return back to that secret place, then there will be life again in your praises. There will be life again in your prayers. There will be life again when you sing the songs. But come back to the secret place. Because that's what I want more than anything. Stand with me this morning.